Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, I have something fresh to share with you today. You know, life can often feel like we're caught up in this never-ending hustle. But what if I told you there's something that's not about the same old routine? It's about flipping the script of your life and putting God first. Stick with me and let's explore how this could be the key to a transformed life. Let's be real. When it comes to priorities, we all have a list. Work, family, self-care, and the list goes on. But what if I challenged you to put God at the top of that list? It's not about religious rituals or checking boxes. It's about shifting the focal point of your life and watching everything fall into a beautiful arrangement. There's this incredible verse in Matthew 6:33 that says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." It's like a promise that when you put God first, everything else starts falling into place. Your priorities align, your purpose becomes clearer, and life takes on a whole new rhythm. Imagine waking up each day and intentionally saying, "God, you're at the center of my day." It is not a matter of adding something else to your task list. It's about inviting the divine into your everyday moments. It's about saying, "Okay, God, let's do this day together." You see, putting God first isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. It's about customizing your day to make space for the divine. Whether it's a moment of prayer, reading a verse, or just being still in gratitude, it's your unique way of saying, "God, you're the priority today." I get it. Mornings can be hectic, and life's demands can feel overwhelming. But here's the magic. When you choose to start your day with God, you're essentially saying, "I can't do this alone." And that's okay. Suddenly, the chaos becomes a bit more manageable, and you find a peace that surpasses understanding. Here's a quick story from my own journey. There was a time when I felt like I was running on empty, trying to keep up with the pace of life. But when I decided to start my day by seeking God first, it was a game changer. The mundane became meaningful, and I found a sense of purpose that fueled my entire day. So, here's the challenge for you. Try flipping the script for a week. Start your day with God in whatever way feels right for you. Watch how it impacts your mindset, decisions, and the way you handle challenges. Putting God first isn't a radical overhaul. It's a subtle shift that transforms everything. It's about embracing the unexpected joy, finding purpose in the daily grind, and realizing that you're not alone in this life. You see, putting God first is not about relegating him to a specific time slot or compartmentalizing him in our schedules. It's about inviting him into every moment, every decision, and every challenge. It's about acknowledging that God isn't just a part of our lives. He's the very essence that breathes life into our existence. Consider this. If you were going to embark on a road trip, wouldn't you want a reliable GPS system to guide you? Well, think of God when you put him first. It's like plugging in the coordinates for your day and trusting that he will navigate you through the twists and turns. There's a beautiful promise in Proverbs 3:6. "In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." Acknowledging God in all our ways, big and small, creates a path of divine alignment. It's an assurance that, as we intentionally include God in our decisions, he smoothens out the bumps in the road. When we make the intentional choice to prioritize God, It's like recalibrating the compass of our lives. Suddenly, decisions become clearer, relationships become richer, and our purpose becomes more defined. It's not a religious checkbox. It's an invitation to a life that flows with divine intention. Think about your daily interactions with family, friends, colleagues. When God is at the forefront of your mind, love and compassion become the lenses through which you see others. Colossians 3:14 reminds us to put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. When love takes the lead, relationships transform, and you become a source of light and encouragement. But it doesn't stop there. The way you approach challenges, setbacks, and uncertainties changes too. Suddenly, life isn't just a series of problems to solve. It's an adventure to embark upon with God. Proverbs 16:3 encourages us to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Putting God first means surrendering your plans to His wisdom and watching as He guides your steps. Let me share a powerful truth with you. Your identity isn't defined by what you do, but by whose you are. When you put God first, you're acknowledging that you belong to a greater narrative, one woven with purpose and significance. The struggles you face and the victories you celebrate are all part of a grander story, and you are a vital character in it. In the midst of life's demands, it's easy to get caught up in the rush and forget about the bigger picture. But when you put God first, it's like stepping back and seeing the masterpiece of your life unfold. Suddenly, the seemingly insignificant moments take on eternal significance. Now, I know change can be challenging, and priorities can be hard to shift. But remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about progression. It's about taking small steps each day to make God a more central part of your life. It's about inviting Him into the ordinary moments and watching as He transforms them into something extraordinary. So, my friends, let us be a community that embraces this life. Let us encourage each other to put God first and seek Him in our daily lives. As we do so, may we witness the transformative power of His presence in our relationships, our decisions, and our sense of purpose. Putting God first isn't about perfection. It's about intention. It's about saying, God, I can't do this alone, and I don't want to. It's about making God your priority, not because you have to, but because you genuinely want to. So here's the challenge. Try putting God first for just a week. Start your day with a moment of prayer. Reflect on a scripture, or just sit in quiet gratitude. Watch how it impacts your perspective, your decisions, and the way you navigate challenges. Dear friends, thank you for spending this time with me, and I'm excited to hear about the transformative experiences that unfold as you continue to put God first in your life. Until next time, take care, and may your week be filled with the joy, purpose, and fulfillment that comes from aligning your priorities with the divine. So, don't forget to leave your comment with Amen. Give now a moment to listen to this message from Jesus Christ. Dear beloved, I see you. I see the busyness, the challenges, and the desires of your heart. Today, I want to share with you a truth that transcends time and circumstance, a truth that has the power to transform your life. I invite you to consider this. What if you allowed me to take the lead in your life? What if you made the choice to put me first in all things? I promise you, it's not about rules or obligations. It's about a loving relationship that has the potential to shape the very fabric of your existence. In Matthew 6:33, I shared these words, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." It's not just a suggestion. It's an invitation to reorder your priorities. to make room for the divine in your daily journey when you put me first. Something beautiful happens. Life may not become easier, but you gain a perspective that transforms challenges into opportunities. Your burdens become lighter, and the path ahead becomes clearer. It's not about escaping difficulties. It's about facing them with a strength that comes from our connection. I understand the demands and complexities of your world. But here's the secret. When you allow me to guide your steps, every moment becomes sacred. Your work, your relationships, your dreams, they all take on a deeper meaning when rooted in our connection. Consider this a personal invitation to start your day with me, to seek my wisdom and guidance. It's not a rigid routine. It's a heart-to-heart conversation that sets the tone for the day. Together, we navigate the challenges, celebrate the victories, and find peace in the midst of chaos. Your identity is not defined by what you do or achieve. When you put me first, you embrace a truth that goes beyond worldly standards. Your worth is found in our relationship, and you are beloved just as you are. Let go of the need to prove yourself and rest in the assurance of my unconditional love as you embark on this journey of putting me first. Remember that it's a daily choice, a step-by-step process. There's grace in every moment, and I am with you through every trial and triumph. Trust in my plans for you. They are plans filled with hope and a future. I am not here to burden you with rules. I am here to offer you life in its fullest. Let our connection be the anchor in the storms and the source of joy in the calm. Your life has the potential for transformation, not through your own efforts alone, but through our partnership. I love you more than words can express. Take my hand, and let's walk this journey together with boundless love. Jesus Christ.